Would you like to know how to potentially lower your investing risk to zero? I'm going to show you how to do that with Dividend Stocks in today's episode. Hi, my name is Kanwal Sarai, and welcome to the Simply Investing Dividend Podcast. In this episode, we're going to cover the following four topics. The first topic is, when it comes to investing, what is at risk? Topic number two, we're going to quickly cover what are dividends and dividend yield. Topic number three, we'll take a look at how to increase your margin of safety. And topic number four, how to reduce your risk when it comes to investing. Let's get started with our first topic. What is at risk when it comes to investing? So the biggest question on your mind should be, well, what is the biggest risk to me when I'm going to invest in stocks, individual stocks, mutual funds, index funds, or ETFs? And your biggest risk is going to be, worst case scenario, losing your invested capital. In other words, losing your money. So for example, if you were to invest $5,000 in an individual stock, or mutual funds, or index funds, or ETFs, what is really at risk? What is the maximum risk that you're taking here? And you can see in this example, the biggest risk is going to be losing the $5,000. Worst case scenario, if the stock or the company goes bankrupt and the stock is valued at $0, you could potentially lose all of your money. So that's always going to be the case when you're investing. Whatever amount you invest, your invested capital initially is always going to be at risk. For worst case scenario, right? If the stock goes down to zero, you could lose all of it. Same thing with mutual funds, index funds, and ETFs. So in this episode, we're going to look at how to decrease your risk. Again, in other words, how to decrease the amount of money that you can lose when it comes to investing. And we're going to do that by using dividends to increase your margin of safety and to reduce your risk. So that takes us to the next topic of what are dividends and dividend yield. So a dividend is simply the company sharing its profits with you, the shareholder. So in this example, if a company is paying a dividend of $1 per share and you own 1,000 shares, you will receive $1,000 every year for as long as you own those shares and as long as the company continues to pay the dividend of $1 per share. Now, the dividends are deposited directly into your trading account, so you can spend the money if you wish, or you can reinvest it into other stocks that are also paying dividends as well. Now, this is regardless of what happens to the stock price, because the dividends are paid not on the stock price, but based on how many shares you own. So after you've purchased the shares, the stock price can go up and down, but as long as the company is paying the dividend, and as long as you own those shares, you will receive the dividend. Later on in this episode, I'm going to show you what happens to the dividends if the stock price tanks. So what is the dividend yield? It's really simple. It's the annual dividend divided by the share price or the purchase price. And that's going to give you the dividend yield. So let's take a look at a quick example. Again, if the company here in this example is paying a dividend of $1 per share, the annual dividend, and you were to buy the shares today at $20 a piece, then 1 over 20, we express that as a percentage, is 5%. So what does that 5% tell you? What does it really mean? So for example, if you were to invest $20,000 in this company and the share price happens to be $20 a share, well, 5% of $20,000 is $1,000. That means you will receive $1,000 each year in dividends. So essentially, the dividend yield is showing you the return on your investment while you hold on to the shares. Again, the share price can go up and down, but as long as you've bought the shares in this example at $20 a piece and the dividend yield is 5%, you will earn 5% every year in cash. Like I said, the dividends are deposited into your trading account directly and you'll receive those dividends every year. So the other thing we want to look at, and what is key to today's episode, is that the return on your investment while you hold on to your shares essentially becomes your margin of safety when you are investing in a particular stock. So that takes us to our very next topic of your margin of safety. So what is margin of safety? A lot of people talk about it, especially when it comes to investing, and they say you should have a margin of safety before you invest in any stock or even mutual funds or ETFs or index funds. So the technical definition is up on the screen here. So it says margin of safety is an investing principle that involves only procuring a security or a stock when its market price is substantially less than its intrinsic value. Now, we do that as well at Simply Investing. That's what I've been teaching for over 20 years and what I practice as a dividend investor. And what we do is we only invest in a stock when it's priced low, when it's undervalued, right? Any stock anywhere in the world today is either going to be undervalued or overvalued. So for more information on that, we're not going to cover that topic today. I cover that in episode 1. So go back, if you haven't seen it, go back to episode 1. And in that episode, I show you exactly how to figure out when a stock is priced low and when a stock is priced high. And that way, you know that you're always buying the stock at a lower price, thereby increasing your margin of safety. Now, there's another way to increase your margin of safety, and that's through dividends. They can increase your margin of safety when you are investing in a dividend stock. So I'm going to give you a very good example, a real life example, with a company called PPG. So PPG Industries manufactures and distributes paints, coatings, and specialty materials in the United States, Canada, Asia Pacific, Latin America, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. So pretty much all over the world. This is a large company. It was founded in 1883. It is headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it employs 50,000 people. So we're going to take a look at a real life example by investing, let's say hypothetically, if you had invested $10,000 in this company in 2009, so 15 years ago, how much would the investment be worth today? What would the margin of safety have looked like back in 2009 and then fast forward till today? So over the span of 15 years, would you have made money? Would you have lost money? So we're going to find out right now. Now, before we do that, I'm going to go back to what I talked about before. The first topic is, so what is your maximum risk? When you invested in this company, let's say back in 2009, and we said $10,000 was your capital investment. So the maximum risk, of course, is going to be the $10,000. That is the worst case scenario. If the stock price drops to zero or the company goes bankrupt, then that's it. And we've seen in the past, this has happened with companies back in 2008, 2009, Washington Mutual was a good example where the company just went bankrupt. The shares were worth nothing. And so again, I'm going to repeat what I said before. The amount that you invest in an individual stock or a mutual fund or an index fund or an ETF, initially, that is the amount of money that is at maximum risk. So the most you can stand to lose here in this example is $10,000. Now let's see what that looks like. So in 2009, and you can see it up on the screen here, the company, PPG, was paying an annual dividend of $1.07. Now remember, we said you invested $10,000 back in 2009. So with $10,000, you'd be able to buy a little over 643 shares in the company. So in the first year, the company would have given you total annual dividends for the first year would have been $685.76. The following year, you can see the company raised the dividend to $1.09. So now your dividend income has gone up, and the annual income in 2010 has gone up to $701.86. Now, in fact, the company has increased its dividend every single year. And now we're only looking 15 years back. So we're only looking from 2009 onwards. And you can see the dividend has continued to go up. As of this recording, the annual dividend per share is now $2.60. So that's a huge increase from what it used to be, $1.07 back in 2009. And you can see the dividend income is growing. So this year, if you held on to the shares, now remember, back in 2009, you would have made $685 in dividends in 1 year. This year, you would make over $1,674 in dividends because the dividend has gone up. Now, here's where it gets even better. If we add up all of the dividend income from 2009 till today, you can see that this company would have returned to you, the shareholder, over $17,649 in dividends. So that is incredible. Remember, your initial investment was only $10,000, and you've received over $17,649 in dividends. Now, you can see the arrow here is pointing to roughly at the year 2020. That is the break-even point. By then, you would have received $10,000 in dividends, and that was your initial investment. So you can see what's happening here with the margin of safety. Initially in 2009, your maximum that you stood to lose was $10,000, but then you received some dividends. So you can see what happened. Your maximum sort of risk was $10,000, and then as the company paid a dividend, right, that's your margin of safety because your risk has gone down. And then by 2020, you had made all your money back from dividends alone. And so you can see how your margin of safety grows every time the company increases its dividend. And every time the company increases its dividend, it's more money in your pocket as well. So how has this company performed? So again, we're looking at this example. You invested $10,000 in PPG in 2009. Today, those shares, including the dividends, would be worth over $104,600. So that is an incredible return on your investment. It represents a return of 946% in 15 years. And it gets even better. If we take a look at the dividend yield on cost, which is the dividend yield based on your purchase price, you can see that today you would be earning on the $10,000, today you would be earning 16.74% annually on your initial investment. And if the company increases the dividend again next year, well, then the dividend yield based on the purchase price is going to go up even higher. So you can see 16.7% return is a pretty good return. It is much better than what you're going to get in a term deposit, in a CD, or a GIC if you're in Canada, or in bonds. So that is a great rate of return. And this is possible because of the dividends. So, like I said before, dividend increases are going to provide you with an increase in your margin of safety. dividend increases are also going to decrease your risk. And we're going to take a look at that right now in our final topic in this episode of decreasing your risk. Again, we're going to look at the same company, PPG. This is the same table I showed you earlier. And you can see here in 2009, the dividend was $1.07. Today, as of this recording, the dividend is now $2.60. And so what happens to your risk? In this example, we were investing $10,000 in this company back in 2009. So you can see here, you stand to lose $10,000 if the company had gone bankrupt in 2009. But it didn't, and the company paid a dividend. So your risk gets reduced by the amount that the dividend was paid. And then in 2010, the risk gets even lower. 2011 gets even lower. By the time we get to 2020, you've received $10,000 in dividends and your capital investment was $10,000. So your risk has now come down to zero in 2020. And then the company continued to pay dividends and increase those dividends as well. So take a look at this. As of this recording, the current share price is $135 for PPG. Now, if you had bought these shares back in 2009 and you held on to them and collected the dividends, and remember, you've received over $17,649 in dividends over the last 15 years. So the current share price is $135. Do you care if the stock price drops to $120 tomorrow? Not really. Do you care if the price drops to $90 tomorrow? I mean, maybe you care because you want the share price to keep going up. But in terms of the risk, you don't have to worry about the stock price dropping. The stock price could drop to $80 tomorrow and you still have more than made up your money. You've covered your initial investment and there's profit and gains in there from the dividends alone. Even if the stock price dropped to $60 a share tomorrow, you still would have made money with this investment. So you can see every dividend increase reduces your risk, increases your margin of safety. Now, some of you might be wondering, well, what happens to the dividend if the stock price tanks? Now, we can see over the last 15 years, the dividend has gone up. But let's take a look on the stock price chart for PPG. You can see the stock price is shown in blue or dark purple, and you can see the stock prices go up and down all the time. And in some cases, we can see very significant drops where the price drops by $5 a share, $10 a share, $20 a share. I can see even a drop here of like $40 a share. So those are significant drops in the share price. But what is happening to the dividend when the share price tanks? Well, you can see the dividend keeps rising. That's the orange line in the graph. And you can see since 2009, the last 15 years, the dividend has gone up year after year after year. So how can a company continue to pay you a dividend? How can they continue to increase the dividend when their share price tanks? And that's because the dividend is not paid from the stock price. The dividend is paid from the earnings. So as long as the company is profitable over the long term, sure, they might have a year or two where the earnings drop, but over the long term, as long as earnings continue to go up, the company can continue to pay a dividend to the shareholders and it can afford to increase the dividend to the shareholders. Now, remarkable track record here. You can see it up on the screen. The company PPG has had 52 years of consecutive dividend increases. Think about how many market crashes we've had in the last 52 years, how many market downturns we've had in the last 52 years. But this company has continued to not only pay a dividend, but to increase it every year consecutively for 52 years. Now, I've said this before, there are no guarantees when it comes to investing, whether it's individual stocks, mutual funds, index funds, or ETFs. There are no guarantees. And the dividend isn't guaranteed either. The companies can reduce the dividend when they want. They can eliminate it anytime they want. But when we take a look at this track record of 52 years with this company, we can have a high degree of confidence that this company will at least continue to pay us a dividend next year and hopefully increase the dividend as well. Now, what happens when a company doesn't pay a dividend? So this is a, I'm going to give you an example of a company here. Of course, I've chosen sort of a really dramatic example, but I'm trying to get the point across here. So, I mean, we could have put up any stock price, any non-dividend stock here. And sure, dividend, non-dividend stock companies, prices can go up, prices can go down. Same with dividend stocks, prices go up and down all the time. Now, I know this is a drastic price chart, but I'm going to use this as an example anyway. So this is Recon Technology. You can see back in 2009, the stock was trading at around $500 a share. As of this recording, the stock is now trading at $1.71. This company does not pay a dividend, has never paid a dividend. So over those last 15 years, just holding on to the stock, you would have made zero return. There's no dividends. There's no dividend increases. So you didn't make any money while you held on to those shares. And if you were to sell the shares today, you would be selling them at a huge loss, at a tremendous loss, because, of course, the stock price has tanked, but there was no dividend. There was no margin of safety. And your risk didn't go down. The risk stayed the same. Whatever you invested initially back in 2009, that amount of money was always at risk, and it still is at risk because you can see the stock price has tanked. So without the dividend, you're only hoping for the stock price to keep going up, or you're hoping that the stock price is going to be up when you're ready to sell or when you need the money sometime in the future. And we cannot rely on hope. Hope is not going to cover your living expenses, but dividends can, because it's cash that's deposited directly into your trading account. And so we saw with PPG, $10,000 investment over the last 15 years, you already would have received over $17,600 in dividends. And of course, the stock price has gone up as well. And we've talked about this in previous episodes. An increase in the stock price generally helps to lift the, an increase in the dividend helps to lift up the stock price as well over the long term. So again, if there's no dividend, you're not taking advantage of that lift in the stock price as well. So in my opinion, and as a dividend investor, I'm going to say that you are taking a much more higher risk when you're investing in companies that don't pay a dividend at all. So, quick reminder and a quick summary as we close off this topic. Dividend increases are going to help to increase your margin of safety, which is going to decrease your risk. So, dividends are absolutely key, especially for dividend investors like us. So does this mean that you should go invest today in any stock that pays a dividend? And the answer is no. There's a couple of more things we need to check. So our approach to investing is to invest in quality dividend-paying stocks when they are priced low. So not at any price, but when they're priced low. And episode one will show you that, of how to figure out when a stock is priced low. So how do you know when you're looking at a stock anywhere in the world, if it's a quality stock, so not just any stock, but a quality stock, and that it's priced low? So for that, I've created what I call the 12 rules of simply investing. You can see them up on the screen here. This is your checklist. You want to make sure that a company passes all of the 12 rules before you invest in it. And remember, in this episode, we talked about making sure that you increase your margin of safety. And dividends will help you with that. And we have a number of rules that take a look at the dividend. And also we talked about buying a stock when it's priced low. Well, rule number 11 takes care of that. So let's quickly go through the rules here. Remember, this is your checklist. Company has to pass all the rules. If it fails even one rule, skip it. Move on to something else. Rule number one, do you understand how the company is making money? If you don't, skip it. Move on to something else. Rule number two, 20 years from now, will people still need its product and services? Rule number three, does the company have a low-cost competitive advantage? Rule number four, is it recession-proof? Rule number five, is the company profitable? Rule number six, does it grow its dividend? Rule number seven, can it afford to pay the dividend? Rule number eight, is the debt less than 70%? Rule number nine, avoid any company with a recent dividend cut. Rule number 10, does it buy back its own shares? And rule number 11, is the stock price low? So we talked about that in today's episode. Rule 11 is actually in three parts. So we look at the PE ratio, we look at the PB ratio, the price to book value, and then we look at the current yield and we compare it to the company's 20-year average yield. And if the current yield is higher than the 20-year average, then we consider the stock to be priced low. And rule number 12, keep your emotions out of investing. So if you're interested, I have an online course, a self-paced course, and the course teaches you how to become a successful long-term dividend investor and how to minimize your risk and how to increase your margin of safety. So in the course, in module one, we cover the investing basics. Module two, we cover the 12 rules of simply investing. Module three, you'll learn how to apply the 12 rules to any stock anywhere in the world. Module four, we show you how to use the Simply Investing platform. Module five, placing your first stock order, step by step. Module six, building and tracking your portfolio. Module seven, learning when to sell, which is just as important as knowing when to buy. Module 8, how to reduce your fees and risk, especially when it comes to mutual funds, index funds, and ETFs. Module 9, your action plan for getting started. And Module 10, I answer your frequently asked questions in Module 10. We also have the Simply Investing platform, which is an online web application which tracks over 6,000 companies in the US and in Canada every single day. And we apply the rules to those companies so you know which companies to avoid and which ones to consider. If you're interested in the course or the platform, you may want to write down the coupon code SAVE10, SAVE10. SAVE10, the coupon code is going to allow you to save 10% off of the course or the platform or both if you want to take a look at both options. So if you enjoyed today's video, be sure to hit the subscribe button. We have a new video out every week. Hit the like button as well. And for more information, take a look at our website, simplyinvesting.com. Thanks for watching.